We're going to close in a wee minute or two with a little town of Bethlehem. And it's a lovely carol, and it just reminds us that Bethlehem has an important part to play. Now, it comes from the prophecy we read, Micah's prophecy. He was someone who lived around the time of Isaiah the prophet. And we were thinking at midweek last week, Isaiah 7, that passage, the virgin will be a child, he'll be called Emmanuel, God with us. And then we're thinking on Sunday night, Isaiah 9, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And so Micah has written his prophecy around the same time as Isaiah wrote those other prophecies. Just remind you what was happening. Little Judah, you'll see the wee diagram, was initially threatened by Israel in the north and Syria. They were coming and threatening to conquer Jerusalem. And then that is taken over by the threat that then came from Assyria. Assyria came in, conquered Syria, conquered Israel, and comes to the very door of Jerusalem. And that's the context, that's the situation behind this story. And as I said previously, so much of the prophecies about Christmas are written at a time when things were not looking good at all, a time of real crisis. And so when we enter a time of crisis, we think of COVID, we think of so many bereavements. We've actually had 15 funerals this past year in Brookside, certainly the most since I came here. This is a word for us in a time of crisis. What we need in a time of crisis is the message of Jesus, the message of Christmas. And the first thing we see here is the ruler that is hit in verse 1. Now, boys and girls, I don't know if you realize this, but going back years ago in this country, if somebody hit somebody else with a glove across the face, it was a real insult, but also it was them challenging that person to a duel, a fight to the death normally. And what is happening here, we're saying that the ruler of Jerusalem has been struck in the face, not with a glove, but with a rod. And it means something similar. The armies of Assyria, this great country, you remember Jonah went to Nineveh. Nineveh is the capital of Assyria. They have come to Jerusalem and are about to lay siege to the city of Jerusalem. And the striking of the ruler in the face, insulting the ruler of Jerusalem, well, that was done because the big problem for the people of Jerusalem and Judah over the years had been their rulers. Their kings were greedy. And instead of caring for the people, they were gathering riches for themselves and cheating people to do that. The prophets, but like the ministers, they were greedy as well. And instead of just telling the truth for God's honor, they would tell people what they wanted to hear for a price. They were not doing what God had called them to do. And so the big problem in the land was that the people were being led astray, led in the wrong direction by bad kings and bad prophets. And it happens today for all of us, whether we're boys and girls, mums and dads, whoever we are, we're led astray by the three great enemies. The sin within us, which causes us to look at things in the wrong way. The devil who's out there, who whispers wrong thoughts into our minds. And the world, which is opposed to God and goes against God. And we shouldn't be surprised that whether it be our television companies or whether it be the government, that they go against the ways of God. Because we live in a world that's opposed to God. And so this is the first thing. The ruler is hit, speaks of being led in the wrong direction. And then secondly, we see the source that surprises. There's a promise of hope, but where this hope comes from would shock the people. Now, boys and girls, I got a Christmas present here, a new phone. That's what I got for Christmas this morning. And it's got a lovely British telephone box cover on it. But where was it made? Do you think it was made in the United Kingdom? Can you guess where it was made? China. It was made in China. And it won't surprise you if you know anything about electronics that something was made in Asia and probably particularly in China. And that doesn't surprise us. But where this hope was coming from here, there was a surprise. He was to be born in Bethlehem, it says. It says they're not even counted among the rulers of Judah. In the book of Joshua and in the book of Nehemiah, it lists all the clans, and particularly the clans, the families that sent people to join the army. And Bethlehem was so small, Bethlehem was so insignificant, it wasn't even mentioned. It's a tiny wee place. It was a place far smaller than a huckle. It was so, so small, so insignificant. The wee place where I come from, the nearest wee village is George Pass. I used to joke about George Pass. All it had was a telephone box, a bus shelter, and a church hall. Well, actually, it has a village hall and about 8 houses and a post office as well. But it was a tiny, tiny wee place. And that's the sort of place that Bethlehem was. Nobody would have known about it. Nobody would have gone to it. It was so insignificant. And yet, from there, the promise is, a ruler is coming. But something else about his origin, it says here in these verses, in verse 4, it says that indeed his origin is from of old, from ancient days, it says. And so while he would come from this wee back place called Bethlehem, he was also a ruler who came from eternity. He was a ruler who came from heaven. He was God. And so he was a humble little baby born in Bethlehem, but he was also the God who made everything. He said to the religious leaders later in Jerusalem, before Abraham was, I am. I am being the Old Testament name for God, the name God used to Moses. And he said, before Abraham existed, I was there. I'm the God of the Old Testament, the God who made this world. That God would be born in Bethlehem to be the ruler. And then finally we see, thirdly, the shepherd that is majestic. Just we read here this verse 4. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. Do you remember what I said was the problem for the people of Jerusalem, the people of Judah, the people of Israel? Their leaders, their shepherds, their kings, their prophets. They were corrupt. They didn't fulfill the job. This ruler would be different. He would stand and shepherd his people. He would be someone who would measure up. He would do the job perfectly. He would do the job wonderfully. It says he will do it in the strength of the Lord, not like the weakness of man, which had failed. He would be someone who wouldn't fail because he was God Almighty. It says he will do it in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. This person would have all the resources of God coming to help him. You think of some of the films or some of the cartoons the boys and girls would watch. Maybe there's fighting and they bring out equipment. They bring out things to help them. This great shepherd, he would have everything he would need because he was God. He was God Almighty. And it says to the people, they shall dwell secure. He is the one who would provide for them. Even in troubled days, even in frightening days, he is the one who would lead them on. He's the shepherd who would feed them, who would guide them, who would protect them. He's the shepherd, it says here, who would give them peace, shalom, that state of joy, contentment, fulfillment in their hearts and in their lives. And so basically Micah is saying to these people, do you want to follow those old rulers, those kings and prophets who messed everything up? Or are you going to follow this new shepherd who's going to come? This shepherd who is from Bethlehem. This shepherd who is from God. This shepherd who is Almighty. This shepherd who will give you what you need. Not necessarily what you want, but he will give you what you need. And that's a challenge for us. What are we going to do this Christmas day? I'm sure when you go home and you're offered your Christmas meal, your Christmas turkey, and all the trimmings, you'll take it. I don't think there'll be too many of us who'll refuse it. You know it's something good for you. It's something that will taste good. The Bible says about Jesus, taste and see that the Lord is good. Have you tasted Jesus? Have you taken Jesus? Have you embraced Jesus? Have you taken the bread of life to be your own? This Christmas could be the very best Christmas ever for you if you come and rest in Jesus. And if you're a Christian and you're in turmoil, you're concerned about the world around us, can I really encourage you sometime this Christmas day to open your Bible, to read the Christmas message, and take time in the presence of this shepherd who wants to feed you, who wants to guide you, who wants to protect you. With Jesus as our shepherd, we have nothing to fear. With Jesus as our shepherd, we have everything we need.